Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So at this juncture, David has become a man of substance and a man who a number of people are under him as a fugitive. Now think about how supernatural that is. Every day, they got to get up and think about where they're going to run today. And where's Saul's army? Where's his police force? Got to avoid them. And what happened, though, shortly after this, in the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel, David and the men were out. And when they got back to the city where their stuff and their families were, this is 1 Samuel 30 and 1, it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, that's where their folks were, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small. How many know that's a miracle? In those days, they didn't kill one person. Just took them all captives. But they carried them away and went on their way. And David and his men came to the city. They came home after a campaign. They're tired. They're ready to see their families and eat a good meal and get some rest. And it was burned with fire. How many know that alone can do something to you? You're around the corner, pull up in your driveway, everything you own is smoking. It's burnt to the ground. Nothing there. Of course, what's the next thing you think about? Your family. Right? Where are they? And the more you look, the less you see. Nobody's family is anywhere to be found. What kind of thoughts would go through your mind? Their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captives. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. They cried till they couldn't cry anymore. How many understand these are not little crybabies, little wimpy boys? I mean, these men were so feared, you'd read some of their exploits. These men were fearless. I'm telling you, there are exploits about some of these guys going hand to hand with a lion. And winning. And all these guys are crying like babies. They cried till they didn't have any strength to cry. Why? Somebody said, why don't they go do something? They don't know where they are. They don't know which way do you go. They don't know if they're dead. They don't know if they're alive. All they see is smoking remains of what used to be their house. All their livestock's gone. Their wife is gone, their son, daughter's gone, their dog is gone. Nothing is left. I mean, just like that, everything is gone. Now we're talking about King David. Talking about what kind of God he knew. And what kind of man God knew in him. Verse 6, David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him. How many know when things go rough, people want to blame somebody? Don't they? I mean, yesterday, David was the greatest thing since sliced bread and front shirt pockets. But today, he is the cause of all our pain. If we hadn't have been out with him, we'd have been here and protect our folks. They want to kill him. I mean, they're serious. They want to kill him. And when these guys want to kill you, it's serious. They're expert at killing folks. The people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. And so David saved them the trouble and committed suicide. What? What would a lot of people do in this situation? What did he do? Now, you may think I've digressed, but friend, this is vital. Here is a man. He came up poor. He got ahead a little bit and then was knocked down to nothing again. He built up strong and then just like this has nothing, not even his family. What do you do in that kind of situation? You know, they tell us that most people that are multi-billionaires today have gone broke two or three times.
That's right.
But yet they're multi-billionaires today. Why? They wouldn't quit. To them, it was not the end. Somebody said, yeah, you're broke. Don't you understand? You're broke. And they're like, temporary situation. Why? They do not see themselves as broke. They refuse to accept that inside themselves. But most of the population of the world believes they're broke. And that's just the way it is. And we poor, but we proud. The Lord loves poor people too. Sure he does. And it's no sin to be poor. Just mighty inconvenient. And it's not the perfect will of God. And it sure doesn't befit kings. You got to be like this. Are you seeing this? What did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. How did he do that? Do you know how to do it? How do you do that? You can go back sometime and read some of the Psalms. We have some of them recorded, don't we? Let's go back and look at one. You want to? Some people may not think this is exciting enough for them tonight, but this is what you need. What do you do when you bust the bottom? What do you do when you were doing so great yesterday and today it's all gone? What do? You encourage yourself. I said, well, nobody, the church people wouldn't come encourage me. He ain't got nobody to encourage him. They want to kill him. Ain't nobody helping him. And my family won't support me. Well, bless your darling heart. Be strong. Get yourself by the ear and by the nap of the neck and say, stand up now. Look here. God's done too much for you to act like this. Lay around and whine and cry. You've been in scrapes before. You've been in tough spots before. God's brought you through. Again and again. Look in, I believe it's the 42nd Psalm, I'm thinking it is. Go to Psalm 42 real quickly. Psalm 42. What did David do? Everything was down. Everybody was against him. What did he do? He encouraged himself. He. Who did it? He did it. He encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Should you do that?
Yes.
It's amazing. People just, you know, they're babies, I guess. They don't understand. They cry, well, somebody's got to help me. No, they don't. Who's got to help you? No, they don't. People can en masse decide not to help you. Somebody said, well, they ought to. They're supposed to. Well, whether they ought to or not, they don't have to do a thing. And one thing you got to get past if you're going to quit being a little teeny whiny baby is you got to come to the realization nobody owes me anything. Got to get past that thinking people owe me something. Why do they owe you something? No, no. And nobody is your source of strength. Nobody is your deliverer. Except him who will never leave you and never forsake you. And when you know that, like the psalmist said, let me see if it's in this one. That's another one. Psalm 42, are you there? He said, among other things, verse 8, Psalm 42, 8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. What? His song will be with me. Now, he's not talking about playing the radio. He pulled out his guitar. Somebody said, well, I can't play. Yeah, but you can still sing. Get you a washboard or something, you know. A couple of spoons. This is the Ozarks. You can do something. Right? Get you a stick and a coffee can. Right? Now, you're laughing, but I'm serious. What do you do when nobody is there for you? When everything seems like it's lost and it's too late and it's too far gone, what do? You don't wait on somebody to call you or notice you or recognize you. You don't wait for somebody to be specially alerted of God by a word of knowledge to come visit you. Come on now. You don't sit around and sulk because your family hadn't already showed up. What do? Get out your coffee can. Tink, 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 tink. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. The Lord is on my side. I'm coming out of here. The Lord is with me. No one can be against me. The Lord is on my side. I'm coming out of this. Whatever works for you. Can you do it?
Yes.
Can you encourage you?
Yes.
Yourself?
Yes.
Don't have to wait on anybody. Look to anybody. See, instead of waiting for somebody else to come bolster me up, we ought to be the kind of people that can encourage ourselves and help other people.
Yes.
We're not always looking for somebody to come prop us up. We know how to prop ourselves up. And then we're strong enough to help somebody else. And then get them where they can encourage themselves. And if we did this, we wouldn't have a church full of babies. We'd have a church full of maturing ones that could help the ones who really are babies. Right? And the Lord said that about us, didn't he? He said, I'm growing this church up quickly. I believe it. It's happening. We're not going to be a bunch of whiny babies. We're going to be a bunch of strong believers who know how to encourage ourselves. Know how to get in there and hear from God for ourselves. Know how to obey Him. And are able with resources and faith, spiritual and natural, to help other people. Right? Instead of looking for somebody else to help us all the time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of David, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R604. That's R604, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.